Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor about the current Iowa State legislative session. This is part two of a two-part interview. What would you like to do regarding mental health? Like, how would you change it if you were able to?
Well, first of all, I'd open back up all four of our state-ran mental health institutions. Care in the community and care locally is a great thing. The only thing is that they're forgetting private providers don't have to take people if they're too bad. If they don't think they can take care of them, they don't have to take them. So if we have no state facilities, we're setting these people back out on the street and trying to force their families that are not prepared to take care of them to do so. And in such, these people are ending up in our prison system. And that's not where they need to be. They need to be somewhere where they can get real help.
Another issue going on in the state is the privatization of Medicaid. So what can you tell me about your stance on that?
That has been a disaster as well. I get emails every day from providers and from patients how they're not getting the services they need, how they're being denied certain medications, the providers, how they're being denied payments. We had a group that provided for extremely mentally disabled patients down in Keokuk this summer. They closed their doors because they couldn't afford to do business in Iowa anymore. And they've been in business for years and years, but they just weren't getting paid. And when they were getting paid, they weren't getting paid what they needed to keep their facilities open. And so they moved out of Iowa. And that's just one county and one town. The stories from all the different senators are similar to what I have. And nobody on the Branstad Reynolds administration seems to want to admit that they're not providing the services through this privatized Medicaid. All they're doing is lining the pockets of their friends.
One number that I hear quite a bit is $100 million in regards to a shortfall. What do you know about that?
Actually, what I'd heard today, it was $111 million on the short end, and on the long end, $149 million, possibly, that we're going to have to cut out of the next year's budget. And all of it is going to be in programs. None of it's going to be in giving less tax credits or corporate giveaways. I'm all for supporting our corporations if we have the money. But when we don't have the money, we have to continue our programs for the people of Iowa rather than corporate tax cuts and tax breaks to some of them's friends.
I guess, is there anything else, any other issues that you are personally fighting for that you'd like to mention to our listeners?
Well, right now I'm getting literally thousands of emails on the defunding of Planned Parenthood. There is a bill, I believe it's Senate File 2, that has already been proposed by the Republican Senate to end funding for Planned Parenthood. And I'm getting just email on top of email on that subject. And the only way that we're going to stop that is if people occupy the Capitol. They're going to have to come up here in droves and insist that we don't allow the Republicans to do that for the health care of young women and poor women and men in Iowa.
So you definitely support the continuing funding of Planned Parenthood?
Yes. Planned Parenthood has prevented more abortions than anyone else in the entire country because abortion's not necessary if you don't get pregnant. And they provide services to keep unintended pregnancies from happening. And if we eliminate them, we're going to have even more abortions. And the only problem is they're going to be illegal abortions and very dangerous to the young women.
Anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
Sign up for my email letter. This year I'm trying to make sure that I'm keeping people informed about what's going on in real time. Sign up for my Facebook. I'm trying to do better on that as well. I'm not terribly computer savvy, but I'm trying to do a better job of making sure that people know what's coming at them before it actually happens, so that they have time to come up to Des Moines and occupy the Capitol and let the legislators know that they're not going to stand for this stuff.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Rich Taylor. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.